Our team at the Center for Mindfulness Studies has had the honor to work with communities in Toronto, like Parkdale and Regent Park, and in the Philippines as well. Our Filipino psychology partners taught us about kapwa, which is the idea that the self is not separate from the other, or togetherness. Connection with one another and our community is a protective factor for our mental health and well-being. We may connect with one another through mindful listening and acts of compassion or kindness. His Holiness the Dalai Lama says that if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. And if you want to be happy, similarly, practice compassion. So let's spend a few minutes exploring this compassion practice for ourselves and for those around us. This may be our family, our friends, or even those we may not know. So beginning by finding a comfortable posture, settling in and taking a few deep breaths. Becoming aware of the sensations of breathing in. And the sensations of breathing out. And allowing the breath to move in and out of the body at your own pace. And when you're ready, bringing to mind a loved one. So this may be a friend or family member or a pet. Allowing this image of your loved one to become clear in your mind. And perhaps noticing any feelings or body sensations that are arising. And allowing any feelings that are arising to really sink in. So we may notice sensations of warmth in the body, or feelings of friendliness or gratitude. Or perhaps there are no feelings or sensations, and that is perfectly okay as well. Allowing your experience to be whatever it is in this moment. And if it feels comfortable for you, directing any feelings of friendliness or kindness that are arising towards your loved one. So this may be through words or setting an intention to reach out to them. Perhaps sending them well wishes or strength if they're facing something difficult. And if you'd like, expanding your awareness around your loved one to include others in your life. Perhaps those who you know and care for. Or even those who you may not know. Who you might pass on the street each day. expanding your awareness to whatever degree feels comfortable for you. And perhaps including yourself in this field of awareness. So continuing to direct any feelings of kindness, friendliness, or compassion to those in your field of awareness, including yourself. And directing any well wishes that resonate with you. Knowing that shared sorrow is half sorrow, and shared joy is double joy. And knowing that we are not alone in our experience, whatever it may be. May your day be full of unexpected moments of connection and compassion with yourself and with those around you.